Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I just reached over because I was loud in my headphones. Yeah. One thing about these little units, you touch that thing, it drops like a rock. I mean, You don't have to like turn it. You just have to touch it. Like, my God, the thing lit rather. There we go. Now we got it back.
Yeah, the dials on some of those are just so touchy, just so iffy. Oh, it's God. Like you use one, and it's like you got to turn it a circumference of the world, and I'm barely moving up. And others, like you said, you breathe on it, and all of a sudden, dead silence.
Yeah. A lot of them, they're like the hot, like a shower at a hotel where it's either scalding hot or freezing cold. There's no in between.
I don't know. When I think of that word touchy, I just think of, you know, management. But other than that. Big babies, sugar tit all the way. Actually, that works out pretty well. You know, does that have anything to do with the fact that I never see anybody in person? Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
That might have something. But I haven't for like 30 years. I haven't worked out of a radio station. And I go in once in a while, but very, very rarely. But I just, that would seem very unusual now, I suppose. I don't know what this is all about, but it says, yeah, I guess I do know what it's all about. Most Americans now think 9-to-5 jobs are an outdated idea. Well, guess what? Unless you own a corporation, you don't get a vote. How about that? You want to work here or not, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, they might also just be saying that working a 9-to-5 isn't the ideal. Like, they'd rather maybe pursue their own business ideas.
There you go.
And going and sitting and working in a cubicle all day just isn't for them, which I would definitely agree with.
Well, I understand that, absolutely, but it says most Americans. That's a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how most Americans think 9-to-5 is outdated. I do, because I haven't worked 9-to-5 now ever. Working at Dayton's and Donaldson's doing that stuff. I have not worked 9-to-5 since then. Because it was either in the voiceover business or in Capitol Records or in radio. You just don't work 9-to-5. So I guess I don't get a vote because I've never done it. Well, yeah. Since I was a teenager.
No, I think you do because you get the other, you've had the other side of it, which is you are very anti. Like, you haven't had to work the 9-to-5. So you have that perspective of how much extra time or, like, how much you are able to do stuff during – like 2 o'clock hours, whereas other people are stuck in a cubicle.
That is true. Yeah, I've never had that job where I was in a cubicle all day. That probably is tough, I would imagine, being in a cubicle all day, just sitting there by your, especially if you're eating your lunch while you're still in the cubicle working.
Yeah. Yep.
I would not care for that at all. No question about it. But yeah, I don't know. You find your way. I will tell you one thing, and I don't know if I'm touchy about it or whatever, but if there's an example of how America works, I would be it. Started with absolutely nothing, got out of high school at 16, went to college for one day, things all worked out. So what I'm saying is if I can do it, so can you, right?
Right. What does the article go into detail on what they would change or what portion of the 9-to-5 they're revolting against?
Because it might even just be as simple as like an hour earlier. Maybe people want like an 8-to-4, so they have an extra hour like after they get off or something.
What does your day job have in common with that old VCR taking up space in your attic? They're both outdated, or at least a majority of us now think so. A poll of 2,000 working Americans found 57% feel that a normal 9-to-5 job no longer works for them. 51% think jobs without a flexible schedule are an outdated idea, and it's time to rethink it. Plenty of Americans have already abandoned 9-to-5s, and the gig economy is now in full swing. But do you think that's better than the classic 5-day-a-week job? And is getting rid of normal jobs even realistic? The survey also found a lot of people want to be paid differently and more often. They want to be paid differently and more often. Well, who doesn't want to be paid more often, right? I mean, you get paid, what, every week, every 2 weeks?
Yeah, some usually every 2 weeks. But I've had a job where the pay rate and everything, it wasn't like you got paid more. They just broke it up into every Friday you got paid $700 instead of $1,400 for every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I had a job before college that was like, it was a weekly pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the same thing at the end of the month, but it's just like, you know, it's nice having that check get slid over the
looking
table
forward
to
Friday
you.
Every
exactly,
week,
right?
There you go, ladies. Yeah, because I get paid once a month. I think I've always gotten paid once a month.
Okay.
So as long as I've been doing this, you know, radio and that stuff. No, actually, that's not true. The old joint. I just call it basically Disney KQ. Because when it was Disney KQ, it was a much different company. And they pay every 2 weeks. Yeah, that's true. And I think Crumulus or whatever. Crumula?
Brilliant.
What the hell ever it's called.
Crumulus.
Crumulus. They paid every 2 weeks. I know that. Also true. I called Dan Seaman yesterday. He goes, we had a good laugh. I'm sitting around a couple nights ago. My phone rings. I don't usually answer my phone when I don't recognize the number, but I do it about maybe once or twice a month. You're not thinking. You go, oh, somebody's calling. You answer it.
Yeah, of
course. Instead of looking at who's calling.
Yep.
A reporter called me. And he said his name, but I didn't hear him. I don't have any idea what the hell his name is or where he worked or whatever because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Is it true that a certain radio station is going to be purchased by another company and you're going to do the morning show? I'm like, where did you come up with that? I mean, where do these things come from? People just speculating on the street, that kind of deal?
Yeah, I think it's a lot like... whether it's, you know, sports or entertainment, people will just go, how can I get somebody to click on this story? And now they can put at the end of it, Tom Bernard had no comment.
Yeah, you know. Yep, it's a very good point. When you put it at the very end, I had no comment, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guarantee you one thing, if that is true, and it turned out to be this joint that was buying the other joint, I get to stand up and do the Donald Trump, you're fired. Do I get to do that?
Yeah, we can.
You're fired.
Put together a whole production.
Yeah, exactly. Do a production.
Stream it.
The whole deal.
Pay-per-view.
I would love that, actually. Yeah, do it on pay-per-view. Absolutely. But, I ran into a bunch of people that are big listeners to the show. It was very, very nice. It's coming. Both shows are coming along nicely, as a matter of fact. And it's just, I'm very happy about that because I don't really want, well, I suppose at this point in my life, I would just probably retire or something, but I can't see, like, leaving podcasting. I think I'll go work at Kmart. I don't see me doing that.
No. No. I would pay to see that, personally.
Just
the hell
trying
do
to
you want?
That, check out things, like, or check out people at the Kmart, yeah.
Paper or plastic? You took too long. You're getting plastic.
Exactly. I don't care. Going poison people. Way to go. Typical. Nice job. God, there was a guy about a week ago. I went on my walk. And I told you there's this one tunnel that I go through because you can either go north of the freeway or south of the freeway, and there's a tunnel underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
I go over there because of this boat show thing they got that's gigantic.
That's still going on?
It goes on for like a month.
I was going to say, it feels like it's been 2 weeks now.
It has. You're setting it up takes like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
It literally is about a mile long that they shut down the road. And I'm not exaggerating. It's about a mile of the intercoastal front. They shut it down on the eastern side, so you can't even walk over there.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe, it's got to be billions of dollars worth of boats. It has to be. And it's everything from, you know, a little skiff. Is that what they call a skiff? A little boat? Tiny thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. That sounds right.
I do know these skiffs, yeah, are smaller boats.
Okay.
I had a house in Golden Valley that was a very big house. You could fit that house in some of these boats. It's like, holy God, those boats are big. Oh, honest to God. Well, you saw, I told you about the one that, what the hell is it? I always forget the guy's name, the guy that owned the San Antonio Spurs.
Or it's the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban. Yeah,
Dallas Mavericks. I keep thinking the wrong town, too. That's the
We're trained now. Yep. We know exactly.
I know how his mind works.
As soon as we get...
I don't think Mark Cuban's my kind of guy. That's why I have a hard... You know, I do that, and I don't do it on purpose, but I block things out of my head if I don't care. I don't think Mark Cuban's my kind of guy, you know?
Yeah, he's a hard person to read, but I feel like he puts on a facade for the public, but he's probably not as nice as he seems.
I think you two could be civil for, like, a lunch together, but then as soon as you walk out the doors, you're like, I'm never hanging out with that guy again.
I would believe that. Unless, of course, I had $300 million to buy it. If you spent $300 million on a boat, why would you buy a used boat?
That new one's a little bit more.
Right. Yeah, maybe that's half a billion. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, my God. I know we got to get going in a second here, but I saw that is it the Attorney General, that woman in New York that's going after Trump, and those two are battling it out, and she's trying to ruin his life, and he's saying, you're never going to ruin my life. And I can't remember her name, but I just think you talk about, on both sides, an abuse of power. God, people love to abuse power now, don't they?
Yeah, and you talking about Letitia James?
Yeah, that's her name. What is she? Is she Attorney General?
She's the Attorney General of New York.
Of New York, and she just can't wait to ruin his life, and he can't wait to ruin her life, and everybody sucks, and everything's terrible, and I'm going to stay in podcasting. It's like, okay, good. By the way, it was a nice thing, because a bunch of listeners got together, and there are people in certain groups that have no idea about apps. I mean, that you could listen to a podcast, just get the app, hit the app every morning, and you can listen to it. They think they have to download every episode, and you do not have to download any episode.
No, the app does all that work for you.
And we're on everything. We're on Spotify. We're on all of them. So you know, I just wanted to make sure that you understand. You don't have to download the whole thing. Just get the app, the Tom Bernard Show app. You literally click on it, and the show will come up every day or from yesterday or whatever you need, you can bring up.
You can go back to the very first episode if you really want to.
What a great idea. Was it a good show?
I would assume so. I mean, do we do anything else other than put out great A-plus quality?
I wasn't here yet, so I have no comment.
I wasn't here yet. You know, God, I got to get going here. Sorry. I'm running over my time in the whole shoot and match, ladies and gentlemen. We shall take a break, be right back. Some sports hun yuck's going to be up next. What's his name? We should get a Judd app, not have him on, just have the app and have him just stare at us.
AI Judd.
Yeah, just a button bar with a bunch of Judd sayings that we can converse with.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. We shall return with Judd in just a couple of seconds. It's time to think about the high taxes in Minnesota and how much you could be saving with a Sioux Falls location. One of the first things Minnesota companies that have expanded or moved to Sioux Falls notice are the lower tax bills. Companies don't pay corporate or personal state income tax. And their other expenses are lower in Sioux Falls, too. Those business leaders started at our website. Here's the deal. SiouxFallsDevelopment.com, that's the website, where you'll find, like, a lot of information that you're going to need to make the Sioux Falls decision. You'll discover just how quickly and efficiently that you can get your operation started in Sioux Falls. If you've never been there, by the way, Sioux Falls is a great city. A little windy, I will tell you that. Not only will your business be up and running sooner, you'll also be making higher profits. The National Tax Foundation's new index shows Minnesota at number 45, paying, I think it's 49 now, actually. It's moved up on the list. It's the second highest tax state in America now. That's what I've been told, anyway. Paying too many taxes, I do know that part. And South Dakota at number 2, one of the best tax climates in the nation. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls. Check out SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees, I want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance, new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. And you get free shipping on your entire order, too, so that's great. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also, you can get 50% off the brand-new flannel sheets, which Catherine did. They just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets, only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale, as a matter of fact. The brand-new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They actually absorb is what I'm talking about. You have dog beds, they have blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146 and use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146, go to MyPillow.com, and use promo code TOM.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app, at TomBernardShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said wherever you get your podcast. You heard me, right?
Right.
Oh, I did. I did. Plus, I like that bass. I like that bass. That's good.
I do love bass, too. There's no question about it. You can feel that in your heart, man, in your chest.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Right in your soul.
Now, I stayed away from sports yesterday, so just so I wouldn't have a horrible attitude about sports today.
And?
I don't know. I don't know any scores from yesterday. I got no idea what went on yesterday. I'm in a great mood about sports because I don't know what went on yesterday.
Well, we got to talk about last night, the Timberwolves game against the Utah Jazz.
Okay.
We've got the dunk of the year, the dunk of the last 5 years. Ant Edwards on a dunk, Tom, managed to concuss, I believe, the Jazz player, whose name is John Collins.
Ooh.
He dislocated his left finger while in the air on John Collins' face, and he still made the basket, and it might be, or the dunk, and it might be one of the most impressive things I've seen in sports, just as far as a, oh my God, a human being did that.
No doubt. Well, who is the 7'7" guy from? He was from, like, I don't know, somewhere in Africa. I don't remember. Maybe 7 foot
Manute
seven.
Bull?
Manute Bull.
Way back when?
That he used to just reach up and grab the rim while standing on the court. Like, holy God.
Yeah, no, but this was Jordan-esque. You know, it's become a cliche to say that that a guy who dunks posterized a guy. Like, you know, he posterized him. And I'm always like, yeah, you know, that's impressive. I mean, certainly I could not be capable of that. But we've seen that before. We've seen this before. This last night, I don't think I've ever seen a guy injure another player and himself on the same dunk because it's so, for lack of a better term, just violent. I mean, it was absolutely violent. It was awesome to watch, actually.
I would imagine. Isn't that amazing that people get bigger and bigger? They're going to have to raise the bucket pretty soon, aren't they, to like 12 feet or something? I mean, they're going to have to. It's too easy now.
I don't know. I think they like this, though.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah. A lot of fanfare and all the rest of it. I'm sure basketball is a hell of a good sport. There's no question about that. But I just, first of all, I had a very, very busy day yesterday. I had doing stuff. I think I went to bed last night at 11 o'clock because I'm working on some other things for the family podcast. And I just had a long day. So I went, you know what? I'm not going to even check on the sports. I'm going to learn it all from Judd tomorrow morning. So
well,
I'm doing.
I started with the good news because there's some bad news involving your baseball team.
What a shock.
Well, so I've told you all spring, don't be concerned about the wins and the losses, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's spring training, and on, you know, in a week and a half, it resets. And opening day, well, yesterday we found out that three Twins, including one very unpleasantly, is going to open the season on the injured list. Joan Duran, the fantastic closer, mm-hmm. has a oblique strain, and he will not be opening the season with the team.
Great.
He will be on the IL. Caleb Thielbar, who's dealt with a hamstring all spring, this one's not a surprise, is going to open the season on the IL. The Duran one is a definite blow. And then And then the guy that they got in the trade with Seattle, Anthony DeSclafani, is going to open the season on the IL. And my guess is he does not pitch because he was acquired with a bad elbow, and I think he's going to need Tommy John, so he'll be out for about a year and a half.
Why would we trade for someone who's going to be sitting out a year and a half?
This is a really good question. The Twins have had a habit of this. Unfortunately, previously, I think they've just been flat-out duped. Like, they got that Tyler Mahle from the Reds, who is now in Texas, and they actually got him in the heat of a pennant race at the trade deadline, right? And found out his arm, I think it was last April, was a mess, and so that was unpleasant. This guy came over in the Polanco trade with a bunch of cash with him, and like, because I don't trust the Twins now, I Googled him as soon as they acquired him, and it was out there that he had arm problems. I'm guessing Seattle sent him with a bunch of cash and said, "You take him. We don't. If you want to complete this trade, we don't want him," and so that's why. And I'm not joking. He is a hot potato pitcher.
Right. Why do we keep getting involved in things like this? We'll get him, and then he can sit around for 2 years. What?
I don't know.
I don't get it either. I don't understand this team, and I've never understood this team since 1991.
Yeah, well, that was a great year, but besides that, but so, like, now this is, and make this what you will, Bucks didn't play yesterday because of back tightness.
Oh, God, here we go again.
And that's what I said. Now, he took batting practice, or he took his swings in the cage, and I saw Baldelli saying, well, if this was a real problem, he wouldn't have been swinging in the cage. But you can't help but feel with Buxton anytime there's something like this that it's what you just said. Here we go again.
No question about it. It's the same. Every year, year after year, it just repeats the same thing. Oh, he's out and he's in. Oh, no, he's back out. It's like, whatever, for Christ's sake. Hell of a talent, but he just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I know. It's so disappointing. But the Duran thing was a real surprise. I don't think that had been reported. I don't think that was out there. And all of a sudden, Derek Falvey went, I believe it was on the radio broadcast, to chit-chat with the broadcasters and said, yeah, he's going to open the season on the injured list.
Jesus. So what are they going to do?
They're going to probably have Griffin Jacks close. But the problem with this is it bumps everybody up one spot, and so it depletes. And, I mean, this is your most important bullpen arm. It's not like, you know, right. If it was just Theobar, it's not great because he is one of two left-handers in the bullpen. But it's not the end of the world. But, like, this is – and obliques scare me because obliques you have to sit out. Like, you can't rush back from that or you will just restrain the oblique, and then you're starting from point one.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I just was sent some information. I was – because people – a lot – you know, in certain generations and all that stuff, there were people that thought they had to download every episode of this show, right, and the family show.
Oh, sure. Well.
Which they don't have to. All you have to do is go to the App Store and get the Tom Bernard Show app, and you just click on the app, and you're there every day. You're good to go. One guy. So I get the comment after comment. Oh, love the shows. Wonderful. Everything's great. Thanks so much. It'd be much easier. Just absolutely love it. The last comment that just popped up. Hey, Tom, nice shirt. Now, I don't know what that means. It was a nice blue shirt, I thought. You know.
Your shirt? Like your shirt right now?
No, this one's red. This is one, I shot a video last night telling people how to just go to the
app.
It doesn't cost anything to download it. You just download it, and instead of messing around, you know, you can put it on your car through Bluetooth and all the rest of it.
Yeah,
you don't have to download episode after episode after episode, because I'd never do that. It's too much of a pain. Just go to the App Store, click on the app, Tom Bernard Show app, and you're good to go. But thank you for the nice shirt comment. Yes, I look good in baby blue. There's no question.
I like your shirt now for sure. That's that looks like a comfortable, nice shirt with a zip on it. I mean, that's bravo.
I do like zips because I got some chunky fingers and hands. Those little buttons, that's a bitch. I can't do the little buttons. I can do the bigger ones.
I can't do things now that aren't comfortable. And I mean, this has been a lifelong thing, but I don't know how you go to work in a suit every day.
I know. Well, very few people do now, don't they? Some do still.
Yeah, obviously. I think you're right now. But, I mean, my dad did.
Yeah.
He worked in retail. He would leave every day. I mean, he had all these suits, dressed pretty impeccably, and I am the polar opposite of that.
Well, in my dad's case, he had to wear a jacket every day. I mean, it was a straight jacket, but, you know. Does that make any difference?
Well, no, it's a jacket, right?
Yeah.
You guys have to experience that someday, them hauling off your dad in a straight jacket. It's something to watch as a seven-year-old.
Yeah, no, I think I pass on that one.
Where do you think the anger comes from?
Yeah, I'm not not sure. I'm not. It baffles me.
It does baffle. But, yeah, people think it's a lot harder. I think it's people, you know, maybe 50, 60, 70 years old, something like that, are not really used to it yet. But, yeah, you do not have to download episode after episode. Just get the app. You're good to go. Any in your car, at home, whatever you want to do.
So yeah, downloading is a, in that sense, is a thing of the past, way past in podcasting now.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a click of the button.
Yes, sir. It's all you can do is click the button, like I said, in your car, your house, whatever. I like it. So we're trying to avoid talking about sports because all we got to talk about sports is people are hurt. That's all we have.
Yeah, and the Twins, it's unfortunate because the season is starting very shortly.
The time is nigh.
Yeah. Yes, that's well put. I love that. I love that phrase.
You do, yeah. Sounds like we're in like 16th century France or something.
But it sounds very dramatic.
The time is nigh.
The time is nigh sounds like you're absolutely screwed, too.
Yes, it does. It sounds like you're going to get killed or something like that. There's no question about
and,
it.
And perhaps, who knows, with sports in this town, the team itself might be in bad shape.
Could be. Is there any hope for the I mean, it doesn't sound like the Twins, at least to start their season, is going to be very good.
Well, the good thing is they're opening against Kansas City.
Yeah, that does help.
Which is another not-so-great team from the Central. So, but here's their thing. The Central Division, I don't think, is going to be good again.
Right.
Not sure it's going to be as bad as last year. Detroit might be a tick improved. But the thing about this is, if they can hang around, like if they could just be competitive, they can win that division. They can.
Yeah.
Can they win a World Series? I don't think so. But can they win that division? Yes, they can. I don't like it when you get to this point in the spring and unpleasant or surprising injuries pop up. That to me is never a good sign. I always feel that there's a certain aura that surrounds teams going into seasons.
Yep.
And sometimes they're positive, and that's great. And sometimes things start to go bad, and it's sort of a sign from the sports gods. And, you know, Buxton having a back tightness is not surprising because it's Buxton.
Right.
But the Duran thing is an unpleasant thing to come up this late.
That is unfortunate. I'm looking forward to the start of the baseball season. And by the way, I got to mention some because, you know, I think I've mentioned this before, but maybe not. You just mentioned Detroit. I am maybe the only American not from Detroit that loves Detroit.
Really?
It's very urban. I love really urban areas. It was part of my territory when I was at Capitol Records, so I used to go there. There are parts of Detroit that are phenomenal. You ever notice that?
You know, I've been there when I was covering the Vikings. I was there for a few games, but I didn't explore. The only area I really explored one time was Greektown.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really, really cool.
Yep.
I mean, but if you were in your end of the business, I mean, the music industry there has to be awesome because there's
so much history
there. Like, that would be a really cool business to be in because you probably got to see a lot of things that were absolutely historic.
There's no question about it. R&B, a lot of it came out of Detroit. There's no question about that. It's my favorite. Some of my favorite music in the world. So, yeah, it's a great time. I wish people go, oh, Detroit, oh, my God. You've never been there. I mean, if you were, you went to the wrong parts. There are some horrible parts. There are some horrible parts of the Twin Cities.
Yep. And downtown Detroit has improved as well.
Yes.
Like, they've done a lot of work.
No question about it. All right, Pally, so we'll just I'll talk to you again probably November when the season's over because it's going to be too painful. Is that the plan?
I'd be right in the heart of Vikings. Sure, why not? Let's regroup then.
True.
Let's regroup at that point. But, yeah, it's we'll see. Hopefully I can come with more of a positive news tomorrow. How does that sound?
That sounds good. Our first game is, what, 10 days from today? Is that right?
March 28th.
Oh, 28th, so it's 9 days from today.
Yep.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure. I thought it was 10, so I'm glad I asked you. It's only 9 days away. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be a week plus two if you're not following.
Yep.
1 week from today, and then add 2 more days, and then that's the first real game of the season.
See how simple that is?
Just beautiful.
So the two things are, you don't have to download podcasts now.
Correct.
It's simple as a click of the app, and in 9 days, 2 more than 7, the Twins open the season at Kansas City.
2 more than 7, that's exactly right. I'm glad you put it that way. There's no question about that. Yeah, we had Pat Miles in the family show yesterday. My God, it was, I love her.
How's Pat Miles doing?
You know, because Bucky died. I don't know if you know that. Her husband, Bucky, died.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
It's a tough row, but I adore that woman. She's one of my favorite people. We're doing a series just on how women in TV news change the news for the better.
Okay.
How the news was delivered, and Pat was our first guest. We're going to go through a lot of different people. I can't get a hold of Cindy Brucato, though, because she's got a Facebook page, but there's nothing on it. There's no way to contact her.
Because she came back to Channel 5, if you recall, what was that, about 15 years ago?
It's about right, yeah.
That she came back? But yeah, and Pat was a legend because her and Shelby
were
huge on Channel 4 before she switched to Channel 11.
Well, the only balance, it just shows that there's balance in the universe because you had Shelby and Pat Miles, and then on the bad end, there's Mark Rosen. Yeah. I love Rosie. I haven't seen Rosie. I was out of town for his wedding. He just got married last fall.
Yep.
Or last early winter or whenever it was. But yeah, I was out of town, so I didn't get to go. But I love Marky Rosen, man. Known him now for 40 years. I've known him.
Yep.
What a great guy.
Well, he owes his success on the radio side to one guy, as far as I'm concerned.
Dan Culhane?
No. His name was Tom something.
Dan was one of the greats also. Oh. No question about it. I just think it's unfair, and I've always told Mark Rosen this. Who ever heard of a 6'6" Jew? That's what I'd like to know. He's a big fella, man. Not only is he tall, he's huge, for Christ's sake. But his family, they're the nicest people in the world. His mom was around, and got to talk to her once in a while. But all right, I'm reminiscing too much. We got to move on.
All right, everybody.
Love Rosie. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Pally. We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of seconds. Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Eyewitness News with us. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo. Also going to help you sell firearms safely and worry-free. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one and don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's extremely knowledgeable. He'll help you get top dollar, which is very important. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off your shoulders. He'll do it all. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You should go visit. I've been there a couple of times. It's a great, great spot. You can also visit them online, of course, at www.klgunstore.com.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency. So he made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. 3 rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Edgar, what are you doing, whipping somebody? What the hell was that noise?
No, I was just making the face when that guitar riff comes on as we come back. No, you feel like you have to kind of make that face?
You do, absolutely. You know, it's funny you bring that because it was just it popped into my head. We were just talking about Marky Rosen, and I worked with him originally 40 years ago and known him for a long time. Tallest Jew in America, 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He is a big fella. There's no question about it. But my favorite thing of all, when CCO decided, well, we can't leave him on that show over there. He's helping them kick our ass and blah, blah. We got to take him back and put him on CCO or whatever they did, right? But here's what I'll never understand this. And I can't remember who the GM was, but he's a massive pain in the ass. I do remember that. Dan Culhane wrote the song, Rosen, 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 Little Marky Rosen. Rosen, 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 sport yep. guy, right? He writes it. The guy, when they take him over to CCO, they take him back from us to try to hurt the ratings and all that stuff, you know, whatever. The guy says, well, I just want to make one thing perfectly clear. This is not little Marky Rosen. This is big Marky Rosen. Do you not get the joke? What? You don't, the guy's 6'6". You refer to him as little Marky Rosen. It's a joke, pal.
Oh, and, yeah, wow.
I know, it's like, what? Okay, whatever.
Some people, hey, listen, some people are so square.
I understand completely. So what's in the news, pally?
Well, the snow is going to be the big thing. I alluded to it yesterday, and they're getting all locked in on it now today, so it sounds like Thursday night into Friday. Yeah, I printed this out, and then I, of course, left it upstairs because I'm a moron. It's going to be 2 to 4 inches. It's going to be two waves, 2 to 4 inches with the first wave, and then on Saturday night into Sunday, pretty much the entire day Sunday, it's going to snow. Uh-huh. They're not. Barlow's not putting a total on it yet, but he's implying that it's definitely going to be bigger than the 2 to 4. So,
oh, really,
yeah, yeah. So, it's for everyone who is wanting snow, you're gonna get it. And of course, it's getting toward the end of March, and that's the way it goes around here, right?
Yeah, you get a lot of
snow. Having your face says it all.
I hate every word that's come out of your mouth since you've got on this show today.
Hey, you know, it'll get nice around the 20th of June. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. We always get lulled into this false sense of, But, you know, of course, it's been such a weird year, and ice is off the lakes, and, you know, people are already, right. like mentally transitioning to getting boats out and golfing and, you know, kind of getting started early. But, you know, this will keep us honest, I guess.
I suppose it's all true. You can say, hey, it's Minnesota. It is what it is. There's no question. People got screwed out of ski season, which is unfortunate. Ice skating. Not a lot of ice skating this year. So I can understand why those people would be pissed off. I was never much into skiing or ice skating, so whatever.
I wonder if some of the – that's a good question. I wonder if some of the ski resorts that – I know Highland closed for the year – a couple weekends ago, I wonder if they'll reopen. I would bet they would try to just, you know, if we get a pretty good snow, if they could get a couple weeks, you know, of skiing. But I have no idea how that works. Like, I don't know what their operating expenses are and whatnot. But
yeah, it's got to be a little spendy, I would imagine. Just keep it open, keep it open, keep it open.
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely get why they have to cut it, you know. Yep. Cut it off at a certain point, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of people who missed out on a lot of money, you know, this winter with it going down the way it went. So
it's true. So we'll slog through. Like I said, it just, Minnesota has some very cold winters, some warmer winters. But I'm sorry, but winter in Minnesota starts on November 1st and basically doesn't end until like June 20th. That's just the way it is.
I mean, you're definitely not out of the clear in April either, as we've learned the last couple of years. So
yep. No, it's great. Had some great weather this year, though. Some very nice weather, unless, of course, you do want to go ice skating or skiing, I guess.
So now I got to hurry up and get home after work, and instead of taking a nap, go pick up dog ass out of the yard to get all taken care of before before the snow comes.
No doubt about it. I go for several walks every day, and I was on a walk with Catherine and Jude last night, our dog. And I'm talking to Catherine, and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, for some reason, I looked down and I missed a pile of dog poop by about 1 inch.
Oh, you dodged a bullet there.
Oh, God, you step in dog. You may as well throw those shoes away.
Well, you can't get it. You cannot get it out of there. There's nothing. Like, you take it down to the utility sink and you're like, all right, I'm going to get it. It feels like there's nothing you can do.
It's true. No question about it. So I don't know. We'll just hey, look, it's been a pretty darn good winter, unless, of course, you are a skier or a skater or that kind of thing. That's not too great. But as far as skating is concerned, there are some indoor rinks, so that does help, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of ice around. I guess the issue of that is getting time on it, because I don't think hockey season ever really ends around here.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Yes, absolutely. Any other good news? I only know you got about one more minute left. Any good news we should know about?
Oh, I would just say to keep an eye on what's going on at the state capitol, because there's this whole controversy over Uber and Lyft leaving Minneapolis and kind of threatening to pull out of the whole region. But the state legislature is trying to come up with something that's going to, you know, appease all parties. So we'll see how that all plays out.
You know what's interesting about that is every time I look at something now, and I have to ignore a lot of things, because every time something happens, it's always about votes or money, and the vote thing is all about money.
Well, you're right about that.
It's always about money. We want this group to make the money, not this group. Well, it's none of your business who makes the money. How about that action?
Well, this is it's a really touchy topic too, because there's. As many people will say that they should be paying them more, other people will go, listen, when you add it up, they will actually make less through this Minneapolis ordinance. So, you know, there's a lot of conflicting, you know, viewpoints on this one. So
it's about either money or votes. And in this case, it's both. So,
but I would like to think that somebody will get it figured out, because that would leave a pretty big deficit, you know, for rideshare companies to not have Uber and Lyft. I mean, and just from a like practicality standpoint of people who are now being smart and not drinking and driving, and they're taking Ubers and they're being safe. Like, you know, I hate to see those people then making the decision to hop in a car and, you know, drive that night just because and I know there's lots of other applications too to the rideshare, but.
No question about it, but we'll all figure it out, because this is Minnesota tough.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure they will.
All right, Pally, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, you guys, have a good rest of your day.
You too, sir. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Matter of fact, we'll take a break. Be right back with Josh Arnold right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News.
along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids, working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family, too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Josh, ready to go?
Oh, you know it.
Tom, just for you, I am ready to go.
You're all fired up. You're not on some vacation in the Riviera or something like that?
No. I don't go out to the Riviera. I just take these short breaks. I go to Florida to see my mother, to see you. Heck, when I go down to Florida, I can see you, my mother, one of my sons, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, my cousin. Hey. Then I can go see on the other coast. I can see my son number one, my daughter-in-law, my granddaughters. Then I can go to New York for a weekend, see my daughter and son-in-law and new grandson. We are just in L.A. to see, I'll say, my significant other's family for a weekend. Gosh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, or was it? The weather's great.
Manhattan Beach, where they live. I saw a collegiate beach volleyball tournament.
Ooh.
Yeah, both the boys, well, I guess I'll say the men and the women. Beach volleyball tournament right on the beach in Manhattan Beach. A lot of people watching. Not only to mention all the surfers out there. Surf's up.
Indeed. Oh, they still love their surfing in California, don't they?
Yeah. So I just go to the Riviera. Why do I have to travel that far to see water? I got beautiful water right here in the United States.
It's very
all you over know, the United States.
I don't even know where the Riviera is. Where the hell is it? I've never been there.
You've never been to France?
Oh, it's in France. Well, I've been in France for about, I was in France for like 1 hour once. I walked across the border from where, Switzerland or something. I don't know where the hell I was. I have no idea. But I was in France for a little while. Very nice people, except for one guy in France came over and asked if I was. What's the name of their special forces in France again? They have a name for it.
I don't know.
It'd be kind of like the Green Berets in America. They have their own force in France, but I can't remember. It's not the Foreign Legion. It used to be the Foreign Legion, I think, but it's called something else now. But in any case, let's get right down to the facts here. You're still upset that your mom likes me more than you. That's the problem.
And that is true. My mom likes you much more than me. I don't know whether you're on her side. or you're just such a nice guy.
That must be it. There's no question about it.
Oh, hey, look, my goodness. She loves you.
I love her, man.
Are we
going to
go see Tom again? Are we going to go see Tom again? Yeah, we're going to see Tom and Catherine.
Catherine will be
there.
Oh, they
are so nice.
She's a wonderful person, no question. It reminds me of being a little kid again, being around your mother. I'll tell you that.
She's got, you know, for 96, she's got a lot of energy. And she told me she just got interviewed by the Fort Lauderdale Sentinel. And I guess it must be a human interest story on how a 96-year-old woman, you know, carries the handicap she does on the golf course.
She's a good golfer.
She still plays, you know, she still gets out twice a week to play 18 holes each time.
And we can close out this conversation by saying that both Josh and I are pissed off because his mother looks younger than both of us. She does.
Must be the vitamin. It's the vitamin she takes.
Yep.
Or could be in the genes. Meantime, we'll switch gears. We can talk a little bit about athletics because this week there are two athleisure firms that do report their earnings. Both Lululemon and Nike report earnings. Lululemon has been a long time growth stock. Nike, at one time, was a solid growth company, but not so much anymore. Now, Nike could surprise on the upside with positive guidance and could talk positively about changes happening in China, but I'm not so sure of that. Nike shoes really have not shown any tremendous design leaps, and it looks like shoe collectors are not, we'll say, jumping up and down to collect Nike's new shoes. Now, of course, all that could change a little bit with some change in designers, but as time has gone on, Nike has moved away from design CEOs and marketing CEOs to, we'll call them, bean counting CEOs. And that has made all the difference, at least on a negative way. Not to get down on bean counters, but when you're in, we'll say, the fashion business, you need fashion-related people to lead your company. And right now, Nike doesn't have that.
But right.
We could see a change, you know, at some point in time. Now, I could point out, and looking at Nike, well, you've got the Olympics coming up in several months, and that's usually a positive. You've got basketball tournaments coming up. That's usually a positive to Nike. And you've got baseball season coming up. That's usually a positive to Nike. The negative to Nike, China.
Yeah,
China
right.
is going through a deflationary point in time. Their economy has really slowed down, and that has had an adverse effect on consumers. You can even see it in sales coming from China from my favorite company, that being Apple. Sales are a little slower, but revenue for Apple is still up, and Apple still has four of the top six selling phones in China. And I am still, just switching gears, very positive on Apple. And Apple did announce I can't say Apple announced. Bloomberg News reported that Apple and Google could get together on generative AI, with Apple utilizing Google's Gemini AI product. Now, when it comes to that, and I will say on the news, both Apple and Google stock went up yesterday, only to retreat a little bit by the end of the day. But my sense is that this deal could be predicated more on Google maintaining their position as Apple's default search engine, and as part of the financial package that Google pays Apple will be getting the Gemini AI product with that. I think Apple is also developing their own AI and has been in the midst of buying several AI startups. Generative AI, or artificial intelligence, is all about more productivity, saving time, and providing more data to help, I'll say, help users of the product. And it's, I'll say, the next leap as part of what I will call the Internet 3.0. We have Internet 1.0, which was the early 90s, developing the Internet, getting that built out. Internet 2.0, some of the early uses of the Internet, which include, retail and shopping through companies like second favorite Amazon and data retrieval, which would include companies like Google that really benefit. I'll say data retrieval, which would include Meta, now Facebook and Instagram, as well as Google, and now generative AI, Internet 3.0, which now has, we'll call it additional thinking. But again, that's all from the data that's been stored up. So companies that will be able to process the data, store the data, will still be big, and the uses for this are enormous. Now, the thought is going to be not so much on who's developing it, but who's going to be able to utilize generative AI. One analyst with this said, when you think of generative AI, think about who's going to benefit from the development. Just think of the early years of refrigeration and ice making. One of the big beneficiaries of that, Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
So who in generative AI is going to be the next Coca-Cola? Who's going to utilize this the most? Right now, it's up in the air, but the biggest company behind this at this point, and the company or companies that have gotten the most press, is NVIDIA, which is a chip maker. They had a recent conference. The stock ran up into the conference, and it became a sell-the-news event, dropping the stock from a high of 925 down to 860 after the news. I think there are numerous companies that are going to be utilizing AI as time goes on. And I've always teased out, right now, if you have AI in your name and TS, as in Taylor Swift, you can make a lot of money with that.
Isn't that amazing?
And I kind of tease out there's Live Nation, which combines both.
There you have it. Another brilliant report. Josh, I had one question on your way out, and I have it for all three of you, going back to the Nike deal. Devin, tie shoes or slip-ins?
I just don't tie my – I always slip in, but they have laces. I just don't tie them.
You just don't tie them?
Yep.
Okay, because Catherine just bought me three pairs of slip-in tennis shoes. My God, I love them. They're phenomenal. You just slip them on. They fit perfectly. Josh, you got any slip-ons?
No, I do not have slip-ons. I bend down, tie my running shoes. I've always bent down and tied my running shoes. I've got no problem with the laces. I bend down, tie my running shoes. To me, they fit much better. The slip-in stuff. Now, you're a big guy. Kevin's a big guy, so maybe it's a little harder for you to bend down.
Oh, here we go.
Come on, I'm around you guys. I feel like a shrimp. You know, I'm 5'10", and I feel like a shrimp around you. You giant.
You know, you're
all well over 6 feet tall. You're over 6 feet tall. You're massive, guys.
Massive.
I'm just a shrimp. I'm just a skinny 5'10", 150-pound, broken-down runner.
All right,
but
Pally, we will
talk
to you.
If you really want to ask me something at some point in time, maybe we can talk about this on Friday, is one of the biggest mistakes I made in investing by not buying Nike on the IPO, particularly given my background in selling running shoes out of the trunk of my car decades ago with the predecessor company to Nike.
All right, Pally, we'll talk to you on Friday on the Family Show.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Josh Arnold, take a break. Be right back. Brett Gelman promoting his book, The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. Brett Gelman, right after this. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends. Contact Matt and Kristen. Visit OneKeyWest.com. That's OneKeyWest.com. Or call Matt at 612-791-2345. 612-791-2345. And work with local professionals you can trust.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Brett, ready to go?
He sure is.
Yes.
I don't know what I just did, Brett. I must have hit something with my... Oh, there we go. I couldn't see anybody for a minute there. Brett, I have to ask you one question because it just came up. Brett Gelman, our special guest, promoting his book, The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. I want to talk all about that. But, Brett, let me ask you a question. Why is it that you can't get a job? I mean, you know, Brett's work can be seen on television, Stranger Things, Fleabag, Love, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Twin Peaks, The Return, Adult Swim Special Trilogy, Dinner with Friends with Brett Gelman, and in films including The Other Guys, Lemon, Without Remorse, and Lyle Lyle Crocodile, Terrifying Realm of the Possible is his first book. Why don't you get a job, Brett? Let's go.
I know you're right. I mean, I've been lazy. I've just been jerking around. And you're absolutely right. And this is why I came on the show today, to really get some clarity, get off of my keister, and get to work. Okay, I'm going out. I'm reading the what is it? What are the job pages again? What are those?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Want ads?
The classified. Yeah, the want ads.
Classifieds.
Right, exactly, Yeah. Going to check those out and, you know, really, you know, put in an honest day's work finally at once in my life.
Now, I have to ask you a question, and you have to understand something. I'm very centrist in my politics, so I look at the terrifying realm of the possible, nearly true stories. Is this about CNN and Fox News, nearly true stories? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, no, it's about them duking it out. It's Sean Hannity and Anderson Cooper basically having dinner together and talking about what, you know, where they think they've contributed to the media landscape and its downfall. You know what I mean? No, I don't. That should be my next book, actually. That would be good.
I want to hear all about the terrifying realm of the possible, nearly true stories. What's it all about?
It's around five characters: a child, a teenager, an adult, an older woman, and a person in the afterlife. And it basically, it's all, you know, they each have like five stories of a piece, and it's them grappling with the big thing, themes of life, the big questions, but not being very good at the grappling at all. Actually, very badly. So, you know, it's sort of a purge of how bad I am at grappling with those questions.
We all have the problem, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Kind of seems like that's, it. I
that's
love
being
the,
alive, right?
Yeah, exactly. I love the title, "The Terrifying Realm of the Possible," because terrifying and the possible put together, it's a little scary, no question about it.
Yeah, no, well, it's definitely like, you know, I'm very scared that these characters, you know, who they are and how their brains work are, you know, definitely a reflection of me, of who I was, who I am, or who I might become. So, you know, it's all somewhat of a, you know, a selection of nightmares.
Well, you know, we've all had those, there's no question about it. Why is it... It's interesting because this always pops into my head whenever I talk to, you know, actors that are in horror films or whatever. Just the title, "The Terrifying Realm of the Possible." Why is it that we? Because I'm right in there with everybody else, Brett Gelman. Why is it we like to be put on the edge of our seats? We like to be scared. What is that all about?
I think life can get pretty boring, you know.
Yeah, well, true.
You know, for everybody, no matter how exciting your life is, I think that, yeah, that we like to, we're a little masochistic in that way. We like to, you know, make ourselves uncomfortable, and then like sort of it's the lead up, right? It's experiencing that lead up to being scared and then it coming through, you know, it's something that you can count on, in a lot of ways too.
Right. That's a very good point, Sean. I'm really glad I asked you that, because you're right. It's something you can count on in a lot of cases, especially these days. That's not true. That's a very good point, Brett.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, you're going to get that, like, that buildup and then that jump scare. In the same way that, you know, that's why people like humor, because it's the same process. You get that buildup and then that laugh.
Yeah, absolutely right. There's no question about it. How does it all start, Brett? I mean, how long ago, what was the first thought that popped in your head about the terrifying realm of the possible? How did it all start in your head?
I think that, you know, there's a story in there about a kid who, you know, thinks that he's got, well, he doesn't think he has demons in his head, absolutely, but he imagines that there are demons in his head telling him, you know, making him have OCD. I mean, and so that was pretty much a thing I struggled with as a kid, and I sort of had, that was the seed to that story and who that kid is. And there's, like, autobiographical elements about wanting to be accepted and what you do that, and there's just, you know, a lot of my fears and anxieties put into this book that would, you know, sort of jump off of and create the story from.
You know what's really great about it, too? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in case you've never met Brett Gelman, he cuts a fine figure. He's a handsome young man. But that picture they put on the descriptor, you're staring at me right now like you want to kill me. Like, whoa.
Oh, no. I was, you know, hey, it's a very serious picture, but
yes, it
it's
is.
Also kind of funny. You know, I'm sitting there cross-legged with the book open. I mean, it's, you know, it's your quintessential, very ultra-dramatic author photo.
It is a great photo. There's no question about it.
It
will sell a lot of
books.
Thank you.
I'm absolutely sure.
We're talking to Brett Gelman about his book.
My future brother-in-law, David Simon Dion, who's a brilliant photographer, took that photo.
Well, there you go. It did work out beautifully in the end. There's no question about it. I think it's really important right now, Brett, because if you watch the news, everybody hates everybody else. And whether you have to start with I love everybody or I'm scared of everybody, the terrifying realm of the possible, nearly true stories. We need to start feeling things other than a hatred for the opposite. And I've never understood that, by the way, Brett, at all. I don't agree with you, therefore you hate me? It's like, what? How did we ever get there?
It's really crazy. I think it's, this might be a cliche thing to say, but I think social media is very much to blame, and the extremism on both sides of the news of mainstream media is very much to blame. I think that we sort of existed out of this place of being able to develop actual opinions. We don't develop opinions these days. We develop reactions. And, you know, because opinions take analytical thought and everybody has their own. You know, if you really develop an opinion, mine is going to be somewhat different from yours, even if we agree on most things.
Yeah.
You and I are going to find something that we disagree on. And then we have a conversation. But social media and the way things are posed to us in this country these days, it makes it so that we're not having a conversation. Everybody's monologuing and not listening to anybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good way to put it, Brett. Seriously, nobody's listening to anybody. Everybody hates everybody, and everybody's uncomfortable. That's why things like The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories, I think will be good for people's mental health to sit down and let it go. I hope you are terrified by the book, so you don't have to be terrified by looking at the politics of the United States. You know, it's a better way to be scared reading your book.
Well, I think that, you know, people put a lot of their own personal fears into things like politics, you know, and it's a lot of people not facing their own personal anxieties. And so, you know, that's in a way a lot scarier than putting that outside of you. And so you project that onto things like political issues like that. And you're so driven to not deal with the stuff inside of yourself, the more you evade that, the more you're going to go extreme.
That's interesting you bring it up that way, Brett, because I have four brothers and two sisters. There are a couple of us that like, you know, the scary movies, the scary books or whatever, but some of my brothers and sisters do not like it at all. How does that develop? Do you have any idea how maybe half of a family can grow up loving things like Terrifying Realm of the Possible, while others just avoid it. How does that happen?
I think some people get, look, you seem like a person who likes to face things. I think being able yep. to watch scary things is a way, an ability to face our nightmares. And so I think that, you know, people who don't, it doesn't mean they're, you know, lesser people or weaker people, but they just, that's just not their bag. They want, right. They want something a lot smoother. Whereas I don't seek that out. You know, I don't think life right. is smooth. I don't see it that way. So there's a lot of terrifying aspects possibly to life. And I, you know, I get some sort of therapy of facing that, you know, rather than yep. avoiding that. But if you want to avoid that, I'm not going to judge you. You know, that's your thing. You know, that's, it might work for you.
I'm judging them for you, Brett. That's what I want you to know. That. I'll judge you. You got to come to town and come in studio, pal. Are you going to go? Are you going to go on a book tour?
I love that. Yeah, I'm on a small one. I'm in New York right now. I'm going to be going to Atlanta and San Francisco, and then I'm going to be going to Chicago at one point. But yeah, it's pretty tiny right now. But I'd love to come into the studio sometime.
You got to do it, Brett. It'd be great to have you in. The book is called The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories, right in my wheelhouse, as a matter of fact. I need distraction yeah. right now. And I really do need distraction right now. And just actually sitting and reading makes me very, very calm. I do like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, hey, I mean, the book is a couple hundred pages of pure anxiety, but I think that it'll help you I think hopefully you'll relate to it in a certain way that you can laugh at it.
I think that's exactly right. I will be reading The Terrifying Realm of the Possible, Nearly True Stories. Brett Gelman, G-E-L-M-A-N. We'll hopefully see you in studio soon. Brett, thank you for your time.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
What a good guy. I like good guys, good authors. Don't you think do you guys go that route? Do you like scary things once in a while?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I might have to check his book out because I loved him in Stranger Things. He was like one of the main characters in the most yep. recent season, so I'll definitely have to check his book out.
Yeah, and I'll have to check that out too because I loved him in The Other Guys, which yep. is, yeah. which yep. is such a weird role because, you know, he's a very minor character, but like I kind of like seeing guys like that maybe like showcase what they actually have. And so this book, I mean, kind of takes a dip into his mind maybe. So it'll be fun.
Well, I bet you're absolutely right about that. There's no question. But that kind of thing, some people get scared. For some reason, when I read things like that or see things, I'm not talking about slaughter and over-the-top kind of deal, but little jump scare type of deals. I love that stuff because it makes you feel human, you know?
Yeah.
No question about it. We'll take a break. Speaking of feeling human, just the ability to talk to Kristen Burt about Hollywood news makes me feel like a human being right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the air dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Fire.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
With a smiley Kristen Burt, that's all I have to say.
Good morning.
Very big smile, got the kitty on her lap. Kristen Burt Entertainment News is brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So what's the latest?
What's the latest? Well, I have a question for you from the last segment.
All right.
When are you going to write your memoir?
Never going to happen.
Why not?
I even have a name for it, actually. I want to call it miasma, which means poisoned air. What do you think?
Do it. Why aren't you writing your memoir? I'm serious.
Who cares?
I think a lot of your listeners care.
Really?
Yeah. And honestly, celebrity memoirs have never been hotter. Why wouldn't you write your story?
I don't know. I can't accept in my head that anybody give a rat's ass.
I'm pretty sure they do. And I feel like we should throw it out there on your mm-hmm. Facebook page and get a little like temperature read on this, but I have a feeling more people are going to agree with me than you on this.
I'm going to start it off. It all started in a small town in central Minnesota called Long Prairie. Is that how I should start it?
Absolutely. If that is how you want to start your story, that is authentic to you.
Okay. Does it surprise any of you, the three of you and our listeners, that the one thing my mother talked about until I was about 2 years old. How long do you have a baby bottle? I'll tell you what, like a year or something like that?
Somewhere around there.
About a year, isn't it? I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm not a mom. I'm a cat mom.
Yeah, there you go. My mother said I set the new world record because back then all baby bottles were glass. They were not plastic, which I still wonder, should baby bottles be plastic? Does that bleed into the milk at all for them?
Well, now they do the bottles that they claim are BPA-free
right.
and supposedly safe. But, I mean, if you're looking at all the reports lately, there is plastic swimming around our bodies because
right.
it's seeping in from everything. And, I mean, you just think, like, we're constantly touching plastic. There's Tupperware. We use plastic for everything.
We do indeed. So, with the understanding that when I was born, I was almost, well, I was about 22, 23 inches tall, and I weighed 11 pounds. And then by the time I was 1 year old, I was about normal human size. But my mother said, and again, those baby bottles were all glass back then. I think they still should be because I don't like the idea of plastic seeping into baby's milk. But she said, I would finish my bottle and throw it against the wall and break it every time. So I haven't changed at all in all those years. I'm the same
you
guy.
You haven't.
I'm the same guy I was when I was born. I don't know why I would do that. I of course, don't remember it because I was only a year old. But for some reason, I love to break my baby bottles. I don't get it.
That's okay. You're a bull in a china shop, as they say, right?
A bull in a china shop.
Yeah. I don't know, Tom. I think people need to hear your story. And I think especially where your era of radio was so successful, so
yeah.
profitable, and an era we won't see again when it comes to this genre.
Nope.
It's shifted completely. I really honestly think that the more stories that are told, the better. And you should do it.
Write my memoir. That's all I need.
I'll write your memoir with you.
Are you going to do it with me?
I'm a writer. I'll write your memoir with you. You just sit there and you tell me stories and I write. We'll
okay.
have to spend all day together during writing sessions.
Won't that be just fantastic for you? No question about it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I'll have to get back to you. But we have to call it Miasma. Poisoned Air is a great name for a book.
Poisoned
about,
Air. Talking
about somebody on the air, get it?
I honestly think you should call it Poisoned Air,
poisoned
not
air
Miasma.
Just Poisoned Air.
Poisoned Air. I actually
know what Miasma means.
Right. I think you're going to be explaining to too many people, and they're going to think it's a science book.
Just Poisoned Air. And basically, it's both sides of it, too. It'd be a good name, just call it Poisoned Air, because what came out of my mouth went over the air. But also, the people in the front office who did nothing but badmouth people and stab them in the back, that Poisoned Air, too.
Yeah, like Poisoned Air, My Life in the Trenches.
I like it.
So good. All right, please put that on your Facebook page, because I really want to hear everyone else's opinion on this.
Okay, should I write a book? I'm going to put that on my Facebook page.
Yes. Should you write your memoir? Yes.
How long does it take?
I think the writing process, depending on how you dedicate your sessions, I mean, I think it would be about a year with edits and things like that.
I got to put up with you for a year.
I know.
Catherine, I got to talk to Kristen again, for Christ's sake. KB1, KB2.
And then obviously an editor would work on edits and say, we need to flesh out this story more. This one is not going to work. We're going to rearrange this order. You know, they make all of the sort of the judgment calls on it. And then you put it together and you do a book tour.
Now, how deep should I go into my family history?
I think as much as you feel comfortable with, that's super important. But B, how much of your childhood and upbringing really reflects who you are today?
Oh, all of it. There's no question. Yeah. Well, like I said, when you find out you're a little boy that two of your great uncles and one of your uncles was murdered, that's a nice place to start. Not a lot of people find out that one of their relatives has been murdered. We had three of them that got murdered.
Whoa.
Isn't that amazing? Well, the first one, I wasn't even born yet. August the 1st was both arms, both legs broken, shoved head first into a snowbank and froze to death.
That's a mob story.
That would be a mob story. Hey, how did you know that, by the way?
by the manner of death, unfortunately.
And I think maybe all three of them might have been involved in that kind of thing. But, you know, well, yeah, one was beaten to death, both arms, both legs broken and froze to death. And then the second one was beaten to death with a pipe. And the third one was thrown off a 28-story building. So
that also sounds like a mob hit.
Does sound like a mob. Maybe I should be in the mafia. I'd probably fit in better.
You could be the godfather.
Let me just tell you something. I could start talking like this. It'd be unbelievable. I still think The Godfather is one of the greatest movies ever made. Maybe it kind of makes me feel comfortable. Does that sound stupid? That The Godfather.
You're like, I feel at home with this movie.
I feel at home with the movie The Godfather. All right, so what's happening in the real world? The movies, television, any great things coming out?
Yeah, I think one thing, and this sort of reflects on what we talked about last week, we were talking about TikTok and whether it's going to get banned or not. I know the Senate's getting a little sweaty about the issue because people have been calling. But Hollywood is starting to weigh in on the issue, and there's kind of two sides to this, and I think it's kind of interesting. You have 170 million people in the U.S. currently on TikTok, and it has become one of the most influential marketing tools for Hollywood in terms of TV and film. And to take that away really changes the game for them, because it basically takes away particularly your Alpha Gen and Gen Z from the equation.
Right.
And these are the people they're trying to lure to the table. And they're the people who are coming to Hollywood the least in terms of watching TV and film. On the flip side of this, Hollywood is also like, well, if we get rid of TikTok, that will bring more people back to TV and film, because we're not capturing the Gen Z and Alpha Gen audience the way we have with millennials, Gen X, and boomers. But overall, if you take a look at this, there are many people, many Americans making a very substantial income off of TikTok, whether it's through the Creator Fund, whether it's through brand deals, and you will take away a lot of people's income, which is why I think politicians are seeing such a backlash to the ban of TikTok.
And is anybody's brain, I've never been on TikTok, so I don't know, but is anybody's brain being poisoned by TikTok?
I'll talk about my personal algorithm, just because what TikTok does very well is it tailors it to your taste and what you're viewing and what you're enjoying, what you're liking, commenting on, etc. So mine is Hollywood. So I get a lot of stream of like Hollywood, Hollywood gossip, all of that. Oh, okay. I get a lot of cat videos, a lot of I found a kitten on the road and I took it home and I keep on telling Bill, I'm like, I just want to go on a hot girl walk and find a kitten and rescue it because this is my TikTok fantasy, rescuing a kitten. So it's a lot of that, a little bit of politics, but if I feel like it starts diving too heavy into something, I will just say not interested and it'll change my algorithm. So, and the other thing that's in my, is Olympic sports. I love Olympic sports, figure skating, gymnastics. So I see a ton of that, cheerleading, you name it, it is all in my algorithm. So my feed in general is pretty happy.
Oh, so that's good. See, that works out beautifully. I was just reminded by a relative that, Tom, you always talk about the three guys who were murdered in the family. Why don't you ever talk about the fact that the other half of the guys were on the police force? That's always the case, by the way, in my neighborhood. If there were thugs in your family, you also had cops in your family. I don't know how that works out, but it does. My cousin Lamont Dean was a detective in the Minneapolis Police Department, one of the most lovely, wonderful men you'd ever want to meet. Just a great guy. So now I'm already thinking about stuff to talk about in a book. Way to go, Kristen.
See, you can start out with an outline of what you want to talk about. I'm telling you.
Right now what I want to talk about is we were just talking, you know, Rick Elman is a great guy, by the way. Just had him on. And we're just talking about the fact that people have got to calm down with their being pissed off nonstop about everything. Relax.
Well, then you can rant in your book. Wait, I have this whole plan. And then you option it to Hollywood. And then they make either a docuseries about it, or they do a scripted show, or a movie.
A movie starring Jim Nabors as Tom Bernard. That'd be great. Hey, kids, how you doing? Yeah.
But only if they make the movie like 3 hours long. So it's way too long for Tom to even watch it. Yeah.
I can't go to my own movie. It's too long.
He won't. They'll be like, have you watched your movie? You're like, I'm sorry. It was too long. It should have been 96 minutes.
I'm going to start thinking about who's going to play me.
Right.
In this movie.
Oh, that's right. Got to get somebody to play you.
Who plays me?
Hear me out. Amy Adams with a little bit of a blonder tint to her hair.
Yeah, I'm actually a redhead here, so yeah, it would actually work. I am. Mm-hmm.
Catherine's a redhead, so that's why you two get along.
Yeah, and KVs. I could also say Julie Bowen might play me. I think that would fit. Ooh, from Modern Family, the mom.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, absolutely,
I think that would work. All right, I'm okay with both of those choices. Okay.
I want to play me, and if you could bring up the picture, is there any way you can put a picture up with our pictures, AJ?
I would just need you to send it to me.
I don't have it. There's a guy I'm picturing to play me. It'd be wonderful. Rondo Hatton.
Oh, I remember. I remember this conversation, I think, from the past here.
What do you mean? We've never had this conversation before. Rondo Hatton as Tom Bernard. Let me ask you a question. The guy's like a caveman. In living form, or was. He's dead now.
Well, we need someone alive to play you, Tom.
Well, it's going to be a problem. There's no question about it. But he was as close to an ape as any living human. He really was. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was like the guy in every scary movie ever, with the big nose. And
there he is. Yes. There's Rondo Hatton. Has he ever been on a date, you think?
Yes, because he was in Hollywood.
Because he was famous. He can get a date because he's famous.
And you know what? Right now, there's a whole thing about Gen Z. They like quirky-looking guys. You know, you look at Barry Cohen. You look at Adam Driver. They're all like the hot guys, Timothée Chalamet. They're all kind of like quirky-looking. So if you're a quirky-looking guy, it is your era. Go for it.
No question about it. Okay, I'll tell you what. Because Marlon Brando's dead, he couldn't play me, which was very upsetting. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to figure out who could play me. We'll have to get back to you on that one, right?
We need someone with a really great voice, too. It just can't be like, it looks like Tom. It needs someone that has that presence.
Jim Nabors had a great voice.
Well, Tom, who's the guy from the John Wick movies that always gets mistaken, or you always get like compared to?
Oh, God, somebody just said, because I put up a video, and they said, oh, my God, Oh, damn it. I know who exactly who you're talking about.
Ian McShane?
Ian McShane.
Ian McShane, that's exactly who it is, yeah. He should play me, apparently.
That's a good one.
Yeah, people think I look like Ian McShane. Well, I don't, but a lot of people do. He looks like he's crabby. Maybe that's what it is.
And Tevin gets played by Denzel.
I was just going to say, that's Denzel Washington.
What about Denzel's son? Because he's younger. Denzel's too old to play you.
Well, yeah, but either that or like Drake. That's Michael B. Jordan. I get a lot. Michael B. Jordan.
Drake. Michael B. Jordan's a good one.
Or you tell I look like a Wayans brother every once in a while.
Yeah, you could look like Marlon, maybe. Marlon's my neighbor, by the way.
Nope. Really?
Nope.
Yeah.
I got the guy, Fred Sanford. Fred Sanford as Tevin. What do you think?
I like it. I did have a quick question for Kristen, because I've been seeing a lot of buzz about Quiet on Set, the Nickelodeon, I guess, kind of scandal with Drake Bell and a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
What have you been hearing about that, either before this came out or now that it's released on Hulu, I believe?
Okay, I will talk about quickly before. I have seen the first couple of episodes for Quiet on Set. First of all, it really dives into what happened '90s and early 2000s in Nickelodeon. The Dan Schneider allegations in terms of inappropriate behavior, no one has really like gone as far as saying like sexual abuse with him particularly, but he was very abusive on set emotionally and mentally. And those were kind of like a Harvey Weinstein. This has been known for a very long time. And I think what's most disturbing is that Nickelodeon is a kids channel and nothing was really done about it. I question a lot of this in like, where was SAG and AFTRA? I know some of their shows were non-union, but the shows that were union, where again was SAG after with all of these allegations?
Yeah.
I highly recommend people watch it, and I'll tell you why. It's always Hollywood that gets the eyeballs on it when it comes to grooming, sexual abuse, even emotional abuse on set. And it happens because parents, even though they're there, everyone gets so starry-eyed and they feel like they have to go with the flow. And they're like, of course, you know, of course my kid can do this. And they let their kid go off with like the director or a writer or somebody else on set, a trusted person who has groomed you to think that they are a trusted person. But I want to remind people that this happens in sport quite a bit, and not just Olympic level sport. It happens on recreational level sport. Whether your kid's on the soccer field or in the dance studio, really watch this because it is eye-opening. And Drake Bell's father talks about how he was isolated from his son. And I remind you, not only was he Drake Bell's parent, but he was also his manager. So he was very involved in his son's career. And he was isolated from him. And this guy, Brian Peck, who is now a convicted sex offender, inserted himself into the entire family's life. And Drake Bell has talked about how excruciating that time period was in his life. And this is the first time he's come forward with it. And if you see the trajectory of his life and what has happened to him since, it explains a lot of things. So I highly recommend anyone who's a parent who has kids in sports or theater, dance, any of those things, cheerleading, that you do watch this because it can happen to anyone.
It is true. Another brilliant report, sister, except for the miasma part.
It's going to be poisoned air.
Poisoned air. Yeah, there you go.
Poisoned air. Yeah, I think that's the better.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and throw that out on your Facebook account because I think people are going to respond really well.
Miasma or poisoned air.
I just think, should I do a memoir? Should I call it poisoned air? Just throw out those questions.
Great idea. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabanco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Okay, so we got Red Fox playing Tevin. Who's playing AJ?
Can Jack Black turn back the clock quite a bit?
Jack Black. He's probably a little too old to play him.
Yeah.
Although Red Fox is a couple years older than Tevin, too. But, you know.
Just a little bit.
We're all just super old. He can play, like, on my deathbed. Maybe.
Yeah. They'll play the characters, like, looking back at Tom's career as we talk about what it was like to work with him. Yes.
Oh, my God. It was a personal hell. I can hear it now. All right, fellas. We will talk to you tomorrow. I'll be back in about 10, 12 minutes, something like that, with the family show. Diana Pierce, our very special guest on that show. A couple other people going to be on, too. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yep. Talk to you then.